Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of 1 Chronicles today. So if you start at the beginning, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles. Find chapter 25. We'll be reading chapters 25 through 29, taking any devotional pauses I choose, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. And 1 Chronicles, Lord, lots of numbers, lots of names, lots of things we don't understand. Help us to know what we are to pick up from this and how we're to apply it to honor you in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Chronicles 25, the musicians. They're talking about the tabernacle and all those who are going to help with the tabernacle and the worship of God. David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zachar, Joseph, Nathaniah, and Azarlah. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Ziri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mathathiah, six in all, under the supervision of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. As for Heman, from his sons, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shubal, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliathath, Gidalti, and Romatha, Ezer, Josh, Bakashah, Melothi, Homther, and Mahazeth. All these were sons of Heman, the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. Wow, that's a lot. All these men were under the supervision of their father for the music of the temple of the Lord with cymbals, lyres, and harps for the ministry of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king. Along with their relatives, all of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord, they numbered 288. Young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons and relatives, the second to Gedaliah, him and his relatives and sons, the third to Zachar, his sons and relatives, the fourth to Israel, his sons and relatives, the fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and relatives, the sixth to Bukiah, his sons and relatives, the seventh to Jesarullah, his sons and relatives, the eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and relatives, the ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and relatives, the tenth to Shimei, his sons and relatives, the 11th to Azarel, his sons and relatives, the 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and relatives, the 13th to Shubal, guess what, his sons and relatives, the 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and relatives, the 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and relatives, the 16th to Hananiah, his sons and relatives, the 17th to Joshbakshah, his sons and relatives, the 18th to Hananiah, his sons and relatives, the 19th to Malthi, his sons and relatives, the 20th to Eliatha, his sons and relatives, the 21st to Hother, his sons and relatives, the 22nd to Gedalti, his sons and relatives, the 23rd to Mahazoth, his sons and relatives, the 24th to Romatha-Ezer, his sons and relatives. Chapter 26. The gatekeepers, the divisions of the gatekeepers from the Korathites. Meshelemiah, son of Kor, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, and Eliehonai the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehoshabad the second, Joah the third, Sachar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pulthai the eighth, for God had blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son Shemaiah also had sons who were leaders in their father's family because they were very capable men. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, his relatives Elihu and Sechemiah were also able men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work, descendants of Obed-Edom, 62 in all. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were able men, 18 in all. Hosa and Marite had sons. Shimrei the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him the first, Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosha were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers, through their leaders, had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. These lots were cast for his son Zechariah, wise counselor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and Shechla gate on the upper road fell to Shupim and Hosha. Guard was alongside of guard. There were 6 Levites, a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. There were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated things. The descendants of Ladan, who were Gershonites through Ladan and were heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, were Jaeli, sons of Jehaeli, Zetham, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries from the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Izrahites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites. Shubiel, a descendant of Gershom, son of Moses, was the official in charge of the treasuries. His relatives, through Eleazar, Rehabiah, his son, Jeshiah, his son, Joram, his son, Zikri, his son, and Shelomoth, his son. Shelomoth and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families who were the commanders of thousands, the commanders of hundreds, and by the other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord, and everything dedicated by Samuel the seer and by Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zariah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shelomoth and his relatives. From the Izrahites, Kenaiah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men, were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. Chapter 27. This is the list of the Israelites, heads of families, commanders of thousands, and commanders of hundreds, and their officers, who served the king and all that concerned the army divisions, were on duty each month, by month throughout the year. Each division consisted of 24,000 men. In charge of the first division for the first month was Jashabim, son of Zabdiel. There were 24,000 men in his division. He was a descendant of Perez and chief of all the army officers for the first month. In charge of the division for the second month was Dodai the Ahoite. Mikloth was the leader of his division. There were 24,000 men in his division. The third army commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada the priest. He was chief, and there were 24,000 men in his division. This was the Benaiah who was a mighty warrior among the 30 and was over the 30. His son Amizadab was in charge of his division. The fourth, for the fourth month, was Ahaziel, the brother of Joab. His son Zebediah was his successor. There were 24,000 men in his division. The fifth, for the fifth month, was the commander Shamhuth the Izrahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The sixth, for the sixth month, was Ira, the son of Ikash the Tekoite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The seventh, for the seventh month, was Helez the Pelonite, an Ephraimite. These were 24,000 men in his division. The eighth, for the eighth month, was Sibachai the Hushathite and Zerathite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The ninth, for the ninth month, was Ebiezer the Anathite, a Benjamite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The tenth, for the tenth month, was Mahari the Nethite, a Zerite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 11th, for the 11th month, was Benaiah the Pirathonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 12th for the 12th month was Haldai, the Netophite from the family of Othniel. There were 24,000 men in his division. The leaders of the tribes of Israel, over the Reubenites, Eleazar, son of Zikri, over the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maacah, over Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kimmel, over Aaron, Zadok. Over Judah, Elihu, a brother of David, over Issachar, Omri, son of Michael, over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah, over Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael. Over the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azaziah, over half the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah, over the half tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Edo, son of Zechariah, over Benjamin, Jesiel, son of Abner, over Dan, Ezrael, son of Jehoram. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not take the number of the men 20 years old or less, because the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men, but did not finish. God's wrath came on Israel and accounted this numbering, and the number was not entered in the book of the annals of King David. So there were some things about when God told them to do numbering and census, and sometimes when they were not, and there were consequences if they did not do it the way God told them to do it. You've got all the people involved in the temple. You've got the people involved in the protection and the army. You've got the leaders of the tribes. All of these were important to God for them to set up to honor him in those days. Verse 25, Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the outlying districts and the towns, the villages, and the watchtowers. Ezri, son of Caleb, was in charge of the workers who farmed the land. Shimei, the Rephaimite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shiphthite, was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine vats. Balhanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive and sycamore fig trees in the western foothills. Joash was in charge of the supplies of olive oil. Shitri, the Sharonite, was in charge of the herds grazing in Sharon. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was in charge of the herds in the valleys. Abil, the Ishmaelite, was in charge of the camels. Jediah, the Marathonite, was in charge of the donkeys. Jaziz, the Hagrite, was in charge of the flocks. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmoni, took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. Hushai the Archite was the king's confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abathar. Joab was the commander of the royal army. Chapter 28. David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem, the officers over the tribes, the commanders of the divisions in the service of the king, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of all the property and livestock belonging to the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the warriors and all the brave fighting men. King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people. I had it in my heart to build a house as the place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made plans to build it. But God said to me, 'You are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and have shed blood.' Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the tribe of Judah, he chose my family, and from my father's sons, he was pleased to make me king over all Israel. Of all my sons, and the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, 'Solomon, your son, is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever if he is unswerving in carrying out my commands and laws, as is being done at this time. So now I charge you in the sight of all Israel and of the assembly of the Lord and in the hearing of our God. Be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work." Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. He gave him instructions for the divisions of the priests and Levites and for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord, as well as for all the articles to be used in its service. He designated the weight of gold for all the gold articles to be used in various kinds of service, and the weight of silver for all the silver articles to be used in various kinds of service. The weight of the gold for the gold lampstands and their lamps, with the weight of each lampstand and its lamps, and the weight of silver for each silver lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand. The weight of gold for each table was consecrated bread. The weight of silver for the silver tables, the weight of pure gold for the forks, sprinkling bowls and pitchers, the weight of gold for each gold dish, the weight of silver for each silver dish, and the weight of the refined gold for the altar of incense. He also gave the plan for the chariot, that is the cherubim of gold that spread their wings and overshadowed the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. All this, David said, I have written as a result of the Lord's hand on me, and he enabled me to understand all the details of his plan. David also said to Solomon his son, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. The divisions of the priests and Levites are ready for all the work of the temple of God, and every willing person skilled in any craft will help you in all the work. The officials and all the people will obey your every command." Chapter 29. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble. All of these in large quantities. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasuries of gold and silver for the temple of my God. Over and above everything, I have provided for this holy temple 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today? Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands, the commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly." David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all kings. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all your ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow, without hope. Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple in your holy name comes from your hand, and all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Lord, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever and keep their hearts loyal to you. And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees and do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided." Then David said to the whole assembly, "Praise the Lord your God." So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed down, prostrating themselves before the Lord and the king. The next day they made sacrifices to the Lord and presented burnt offerings to him, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 male lambs, together with the drink offerings and other sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. They ate and drank with great joy in the presence of the Lord that day. Then they acknowledged Solomon, son of David, as king a second time, anointing him before the Lord to be ruler and Zadok to be priest. So Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of his father David. He prospered and all Israel obeyed him. All the officers and warriors, as well as all the kings David's sons, pledged their submission to King Solomon. The Lord highly exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel and bestowed on him royal splendor such as no king over Israel ever had before. David, son of Jesse, was king over all Israel. He ruled over Israel 40 years, 7 in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him as king. As for the events of King David's reign from beginning to end, they are written in the records of Samuel the seer, the records of Nathan the prophet, and the records of Gad the seer, together with the details of his reign and power and the circumstances that surrounded him and Israel and the kingdoms of all the other lands. That's the end of 1 Chronicles 29. That's the end of the book of 1 Chronicles. That's the end of our reading for today. Well, what is it you take away from these chapters? There's certainly the sovereignty of God, the holiness of God, the direction of God for his people and all that he wanted set up to honor him in those days. I think what really captures my attention is here in chapter 29, as David prays, as he is praying for the future of his son Solomon's reign, as he is praying for the building of the temple, as he's getting a lot of things in place for it. He puts his attention to God, and these things never change. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. So I'm looking at verse 10 of chapter 29. Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and majesty and splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Verse 13. That's what I'm going to take away today. As we look at how God wants me to lead my family, as he wants me to lead our church, as our church looks at what God wants us to do, how do we dedicate ourselves fully to him? We praise him. We begin by setting him up above all others, above ourselves. We give him our praise, all the glory. We thank him for all he has done, and we lift up his name. That's my application for today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word, for all these details here, Father, and King David as he set things up for his son Solomon, and as you said that you would bless him as long as they obeyed you. But Father, the prayer from David in chapter 29 is my prayer to you today, to thank you, to praise you, to lift you up. You are everything. You are above all. And I thank you, Father, for all you have done. We want to lift up your name. I want to praise you in the way that I lead my family and lead the church and live my life. May you be praised and glorified today. In Jesus' name, amen.